This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon. You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Escape Hour with Mark and Stefan. Stefan, it has been a big week in aeronautical and aviation news, and I think you've probably got one of the more interesting stories to tell, which might eventuate into
Possibly, yeah. There's the second airline in India. Jet Airways is the biggest, it's the second biggest airline in India, and they fly internationally. And this week they decided that they're running out of money, so they've grounded half of their fleet. Mostly domestic flights, so they're still maintaining a little bit of international presence.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm flying to Delhi via Singapore on Jet Airways.
There you go. So you might be staying in Singapore a bit longer than you intended, which is not a bad thing. It's a great country.
Singapore is probably one of the best places to get stuck in.
But, if you're going to have a spare 48 hours anywhere, Singapore, Dubai, there are a lot of places. Singapore's really a great option.
It is a great option. There's good food. But you know, it's a little bit concerning for the staff of the airline, because some people haven't been paid for 3 months, and it is quite a concern not being able to have money. So you would then see the implication on staff, on safety, all this kind of things. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
The thing that sort of absolves you from some of that risk is because airlines are decompartmentalized and look after domestic carrier department, international, and the international's code share. So you'll be traveling with a different airline partner, so it'll be a different finance group. So if they're closing security down, it won't be in those areas where or anything that's engineering or technical and service. You won't be getting it in those areas because code shares have a
they kind of ensure that their partners are, because I remember in a few years ago Qantas stopped code sharing with one airline from Pacific because of safety concerns, it was done overnight. They would code sharing out is this kind of things if there is a problem, or if they perceive that they might have some impact on their customers.
One of the good things about anything that's a code share with a domestic flag carrier that has sort of government support behind it is that you've got a bit of an out clause, a little bit more insurance. But one of the things that we've always advocated when this show was the Escape Pod, when we focused on travel, nearly every show we underscored, have travel insurance. Find a way, make sure you go and speak to the big travel insurers, go online, do your research, get travel insurance to make sure that you've protected yourself against the greatest costs, which are the actual travel from A to B and the accommodation.
The accommodation.
And don't take expensive things with you.
And if you get sick as well, because that's a big expense in certain countries.
Yeah, particularly places like the United States where health is a very large for-profit sector, which we don't perceive in the same way here or places like the UK or most of Europe. And they can't wait for you to break a leg because ka-ching, that's paying for someone's BMW.
And I think a lot of things that people don't take into account is repatriation cost. Yep. It's extremely expensive. So even if you've got some money to pay for your healthcare in Thailand, for example, there's very often you can see these crowdfunding to repatriate people, because people don't have travel insurance, and repatriating somebody with a broken leg is very expensive or anything. So yes, travel insurance, and we underscore that a lot on this show.
So I'll look forward to checking Facebook tomorrow to see that you actually do arrive in India and you're happy, healthy and safe, and the flights are all good and on time and so forth.
I'll be in touch through the social media.
If you chose not to go to India, you could always go to Brazil.
You can. Wait until June, I think.
In June.
And
might be in Singapore until June anyways.
Because from 17th June, Australians are not going to require a visa to enter Brazil. So there's been a requirement for either a physical visa or an e-visa up to now. And that's the big news that came out this week, about not requiring a visa anymore. So, you can attend the carnival.
Yes, which everyone wants.
And I know there's been a little bit of...
That's in 11 months' time.
Yeah, it is. So yeah. It's a, loads of time for people to prepare.
Yeah, and pay for those tickets.
And pay for those tickets, yeah. And get the accommodation ready. I mean, we've talked about Brazil previously, just in terms of the election, the election this year, and kind of the impact it might have on LGBTI rights. But at the moment, it's still a good destination.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, challenging new president in
yes,
Brazil.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was trying to allude to, yes.
But the good thing about Brazilians is they are very fiercely political.
Mm.
They have a very strong voice at all levels of society, including indigenous and groups living in favelas.
Yes.
And they are very active at communicating their political wants and debating them with a very strong voice. And that is an outlier event in a lot of South American countries that have fewer rights for people to speak. But Brazil's one of them where there's a hugely influential indigenous group. There's a hugely influential a group of people from who would normally consider some of the least empowered people who live in favelas, and which is multi-generational, multi-racial, very complex organisation of people who are effectively very poor and priced out of having a political say because of money, but they do have a very strong say. So it's a fascinating country.
It is, and I think we have to watch what happens, and you know, people need to make the decision based on making sure you're informed when you go to Brazil, because there have been a couple of people, I mean, been featured in the news that I've left and exile because of being openly gay. I think there was an academic that's gone to the UK, and I can't, his name escaped me at the moment.
True.
So we need to be mindful, and I think that's the risk and the risk assessment you need to make when you
book travel.
It's
a big and complex country. Big and complex country.
It is very big, very complex. Apparently beautiful. I've not been to Brazil, and I think somewhere I'd like to go at some point.
Everyone I know who has been, and I have not, have spoken very, very highly, but also with the need to exercise a great deal of caution about your physical safety and the people around you. If you're in areas where you can let your guard down, you can have some of the best times possible. It's a very beautiful country. The people are amazing. They've got a lot to offer. Although it's a country where if you want to go with a great deal of security, it will cost you. You will need to be in those environments where wealth protects itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're trying to go and backpack, you might be in those areas where there's less protection and there's a higher level of people wanting to exploit the fact that you don't know the language.
Yes, and, I think it's just, I mean, it's common sense as well. It's like most countries, you wouldn't, you know, flaunt your wealth and in areas where you might
be.
Hope
not.
Well,
some people do.
Yes,
yeah.
But you know, it's where you have to make your assessment. Be mindful and look around. What are people doing? I mean, really have this awareness of your surroundings.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.